Happy 2016. We've always got you covered right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell as we continue to take you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. And right now, it is time actually to dive into a very serious subject. Concussions among athletes are a very significant problem in sports. And so in our next segment, we're going to highlight the new movie that is out, Concussion, and what it revealed about football safety innovation. Our good friends from Biometrics is back with us. That, of course, is Jesse Harper. He is the CEO of I1 Biometrics, which manufactures, this is really interesting, the Biometrics Vector Mouth Guard that can measure the location and level of each hit on an athlete that it has absorbed, and it can create a real-time assessment of the athlete's exposure to impacts on the field. I'm looking forward to this fascinating discussion. Good evening, Jesse Harper, and welcome back to the Big E Sports Show.
Thank you for having me back, Elissa. I appreciate it.
It's wonderful to have you on. So talk to me about, what do we know about head impacts and trauma? There has been so much emphasis on concussions. What are we learning?
Well, public awareness has certainly never been at a higher level than it is right now, and the movie is only pushing that further. What it's allowing us to do is it's getting more research dollars involved in the space. People are understanding the mechanism of the injury a little bit more. It's not necessarily the concussions are happening more than they did in the past. It's simply that our awareness is greater, and so we're on the outlook for those now, and with that being the case, we're able to treat them appropriately.
Just out of curiosity, I just have to wonder, how many sports-related concussions are there in the U.S. each year? You were talking about it's kind of at the forefront of everybody's minds, and everyone is making a point to discuss it.
Yeah, they say that if you play high school football, you have a 75% chance of receiving a concussion at some point in your career. So it's a big problem, and an even larger problem than that is a CDC statistic says that 80% of concussions go unrecognized and undiagnosed. It's just very hard to see when someone has some type of a brain injury. It's easy to see when they blow a knee or twist an ankle. It's hard to see when they've taken a head injury.
It's not recognized, undiagnosed, talking about concussions. And just so that our listeners know, it's not about getting knocked out. You can get hit and not even realize that you've got a concussion, and your coach, is putting you back on the field or out on the court.
Correct. People think that you must be knocked out to get a concussion, but that only happens in 11% of cases. The vast majority of time, it's simply, a ringing in the ears, you might feel nauseous, you might feel a little bit dizzy, things like that. All of those are signs of potentially a concussion or at least a mild traumatic brain injury. So it happens more than people think.
Jesse Harper, the CEO of I1 Biometrics, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is in charge of the Seattle company that manufactures the mouthguard technology to measure on-field impacts, head impacts, and we're going to talk about that here momentarily. When we talk about discussions, though, the real concern also is there's been just so many tragic stories about players that have even taken their life because of the after effects, just the depression that follows from concussions, correct?
Certainly. There's definitely a link between, concussion and depression, and there's a link between depression and suicide. To close the loop and say that concussion or football leads to suicide can be a stretch, and certainly, the movie did a bit of that. But there is evidence that there are players that have suffered from, degenerative effects from playing the game that have taken their lives, whether that be Junior Seau or Dave Dorson or others. It's certainly an issue, and one that we should pay attention to. If even one player loses their life, that's important to us. We need to look at that.
What is the movie Concussion? What has that revealed about football safety innovation?
Well, it's scary. I'm in the field, so there weren't surprises for me. But, Hollywood does a good job of building drama, and they set it to musical score, and they pull on your emotions. And I walked out of there, it was very eye-opening, and I was a bit stunned. It's hard for me as it's personal. I have a son who plays high school football, and I came home that night and I looked at my wife and I said, are we doing wrong by him? Is this child abuse? And I think that's the type of thing that, this movie will cause people to pause for a moment. Given a couple days after that, when I, had a little bit less of an emotional response, I realized, again, that there are huge benefits to sport and youth athletics, and there are ways to keep our children safe, but it's a scary thing. And, we want our children to not be compromised when we put them on the field to play.
Well, let's hit on that. How do we keep our children, our players safe from traumatic head injuries, especially since the speed and the power of the game, it's not going to slow down anytime soon?
Yeah, players are getting bigger, faster, and stronger every year. There's no doubt. They're starting to specialize at a younger age. They have private coaches. You know, when I played, I was a middle linebacker. Now I'm not big enough to be a tailback. The size of the players is just changing. You know, I really think that player safety starts and ends first and foremost with the coaching staff. When you're a young player, you know, and some players in like Texas and down south start at 4 or 5 years old, full contact football. Mm-hmm. You need to be taught proper technique. How do I hit appropriately? How do I keep my head out of those impacts? How do I hit with my hands and my shoulder pads so I can still play the game with the level of violence and aggression that it has, but not put myself at risk? And that starts young, and it carries you through your career, and we need to do it there first and foremost.
You're listening to the voice of Jesse Harper, CEO of iOne Biometrics, Seattle company that manufactures mouthguard technology to measure on-field head impacts. And what's interesting is, you know, all the attention seems to be on football, the NFL, high school level prep, you know, as far as with the athletes. But people need to know that in women's soccer, what is that, the second highest sport that has concussions?
It is. It's second only to football. And it's funny because when you speak to parents, often they say, I'm not going to allow my child to play football, but I'm going to have him play soccer. Soccer is nearly as dangerous as football. It just doesn't get the same press. And so, you know, we need to understand whether they're riding their bike, they're playing football, they're playing soccer, they're playing basketball. A risk for injury exists, but we need to do the best job possible to mitigate that risk, whether that's policy, that's procedure, that's coaching, that's appropriate equipment and technology. We need to do a better job.
Okay, let's talk about equipment and technology. The Vector mouth guard. Break it down. And also, Jesse, I want you to reach out to the audience. Tell them where they can go online and find out more about this, because we are here in the state of Texas. We're here in Houston, and football is king.
Football is like the second church down there. I understand it.
Amen. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So you can find us online at i1biometrics.com. That's just letter I, number one, biometrics.com, or on any of the social media channels where, you know, we're very active in talking about sport and safety and you know, things that can help the game. So we're passionate about this. The Vector mouth guard in particular, what we do there, it's worn just like a regular mouth guard. You pop it in your mouth and you wear it. There's nothing a player needs to do. There's no buttons or lights on it. They just play the game. What it does, however, is it records and measures everything that's happening to that player's head in real time. Sends it to the coach and the athletic staff on the sideline. Lets them know if Johnny took a big hit when he went through the line and when he was at the bottom of that pile. Do I need to take a look at him, make sure he's not compromised, so that we can give him proper medical care at the time of the injury? So that's the safety side. The other side of it goes back to that coaching side that I was talking about. We can identify not only how hard they got hit, but where they took that hit. So now as a coaching staff, we're able to see which of my running backs are lowering their head as they run through the line, or what drills are myself and my assistant coaches running that are leading to greater head impacts, and how do we mitigate that risk?
I have to wonder, too, I'm a former collegiate athlete, played basketball at the University of Oklahoma. I mean, how does it feel? You come from the athlete's perspective. When it's in your mouth, I mean, could you actually wear it playing basketball, a sport as such as that?
Yeah, so that was A number one, you know, is that kind of mouth feel. You know, athletes are all about how something feels and how something looks on TV. So we had to make sure that it did that. And so we actually partnered with ExxonMobil to create a new elastopolymer so that it gives you all the same feel that you're used to in a mouth guard, but that it's more durable because we needed it to last. We don't want people to chew through it and those types of things. So we've done that. It can certainly be worn in basketball or soccer, et cetera. It does have a slight form factor difference, though, which makes it more appropriate for what I will call caged helmeted sports, ice hockey, lacrosse, football. But it can be worn in other sports as well, and, you know, those sports certainly suffer head trauma as well.
How much does it cost?
So it was last year we had it for $199, and we had some sideline assessment and such that we would put out to the teams. We've simplified that this year. We had a lot of success. It's allowed us to lower that price down. You can put on a player now for as low as $99.
And I understand, okay, you're working with a number of collegiate programs, LSU, Kansas. I'm going off the top of my head because we talked last April. Well, who are some of the schools and universities that you're spending some time with?
Yeah, so we've worked with, you know, everyone from Purdue to Virginia Tech to Temple, Texas A&M, LSU, Kansas, South Carolina. We've been around in a lot of different conferences at the collegiate level. And then we've also done a lot of work at the youth and the high school level, which is where I really feel it's critical. You know, those players are still learning technique. And so that's the players we need to work with. And, you know, they're also the ones more susceptible to injury. They've got weak necks, and they're running around like bobbleheads out there. We need to keep them safe. So,
what is the reception when you're doing the presentation in terms of with I-1 biometrics from some of the schools? And, I mean, are they immediately on board, or is there some hesitation at all?
Parents are immediately on board. Community
yes.
members and administration are immediately on board. Players and coaches, a little bit more hesitant. You know, it's new. It's a different type of technology. The first question I get from players or coaches, if they're being honest with me, is what happens when my star tailback is out there, we're down by 6, we're marching for a touchdown, and the alert goes off? Do I have to take him out of the field? Because I don't want to do that. His leg can be
right.
hanging off, I'm leaving him in the game. That's just when they're being honest with us and they're not around Johnny's parents. We have to coach them through the fact that, yeah, we understand that you want to keep your prize players in the game. At the same time, if you ignore an injury that's real on that player on the field and you leave them in, that could be catastrophic to their career, not just to that one game or that one, but to their season. And so we want to be able to get them care at that time. We're not going to tell you you have to remove a player. We're not telling you you have to bench that player. We are telling you that they took a hit. You're going to want to take a look at them.
Jesse Harper sharing some great information tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is the CEO of I-1 Biometrics. Direct all the listeners, where can they go and find out more information about this amazing device and technology?
Yeah, please visit us on our website, i1biometrics.com, again, or any of the social media channels. A lot of great information there, whether you're a customer or not. There's a lot of things there just about sport in general and safety and some best practices to keep your players safe.
Always an honor. Good to have you back with us, and happy 2016. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Much more straight ahead right here, the fastest 2 hours in radio at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.